I'm Bianca and I'm from Year 3.
Hi, my name's Quentin and I'm from Year 3.
Hello, my name's Alfie from Year 3.
Hi, I'm Mary from Year 2.
Hi, my name is Lacey Bray from Year 1.
Hi, I'm Theo from Year 1.
One day a gust of wind came and the disciples were there and it made them speak every language and then fire like came on top of their heads.
After all the disciples could speak every single language, everyone outside the house were confused and they didn't know what was happening and they thought the disciples were drunk. But then Peter explained it in all the different languages.
After Jesus died, all the Romans were still trying to kill the disciples, so they all gathered in a room and a small gust of wind, which was the Holy Spirit, came and there was fire on top of their heads and then they could speak every language and it became true. Most people became Christians.
This episode of our podcast is called Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Hello everyone and welcome back to our podcast where we explore the big stories of our faith in little, easy to understand pieces. I'm August Andrew and with me today are my friends Liam and Reese. This Sunday is a very special day in the church's year. It's called Pentecost. Let's start with a question.
What do you know about Pentecost? I think it's when the Holy Spirit came to the disciples.
And it's like the church's birthday, isn't it?
When the Holy Spirit came to them, they were shocked and and the disciples were speaking in different tongues and different tongues means languages. And when they had little flames above their head and they got blessed.
You know, Tiffany?
Like all the diverse languages and cultures come together and celebrate.
Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came down on the disciples of Jesus, just like he promised. It happened 50 days after Easter when Jesus rose from the dead. Let's go back to that moment. The disciples were all gathered in one room, probably still a bit scared and confused. Suddenly, there was a sound, like a mighty wind, and something that looked like flames appeared above their heads. The Holy Spirit filled them with courage and joy.
Wow, that must have been amazing.
Wait, what happened next? Did they start preaching?
Yes, great question. They started speaking in different languages so that people from all over the world could understand them. Peter, one of the apostles, stood up and gave a powerful speech about Jesus. And do you know how many people decided to follow Jesus that day?
100?
Even more. About 3,000 people were baptized that very day. That's why we call Pentecost the birthday of the church. It was the start of the Christian community.
That's a lot of people! So Pentecost is like a celebration of how the church began?
Exactly, and even today, the Holy Spirit is with us, helping us to be brave, kind, loving, and full of faith.
Here's a question for our listeners. Do you remember a time where you felt brave or helped someone because it was the right thing to do? That's the Holy Spirit at work in your heart.
I felt like it was the right thing to help one of my friends named Ivana when she was sad.
When I helped someone when they tripped over.
When someone gets hurt, you can just pick them up and take them to the teachers and they will make them better.
That's beautiful. The Holy Spirit gives us the right words and the courage to help others, just like at Pentecost.
So what can we do this Pentecost Sunday?
Lovely question. Here are three simple things. Wear red to church. It's the colour of the Holy Spirit.
Say thank you in your prayers for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, God, for all our friends. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God. Amen.
Do something brave or kind for someone else. I think I'm going to draw flames and doves to remember the Holy Spirit.
That's a great idea. So as we finish today, remember, Pentecost isn't just a story from the past. It's a powerful moment that reminds us we are never alone. God's Spirit is always with us.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, I'll always be with you."
Happy Pentecost, everyone!
And thank you for listening to our podcast. See you next time!